I'll be joined by Douglas Lima. Once again, we'll begin with a few questions from our media. Gabriel, your line is now live.
Hello, Douglas. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Douglas. Two questions. The first one, you've experienced no fans. You've experienced big fights in Bellator. How excited are you to have the fans back for this one on Friday?
Yeah, very, very excited about that. You know, I fought without the crowd last time. It was not too bad, you know, not as bad as I thought, but it's always good when you have people cheering, you know, people making noise. It definitely helps, you know, the fighters with the performance, you know, helps you push harder. So it's good. It's very good to have the fans back for sure.
My second question, obviously Yaroslav is on a great run, but maybe not too many people know about him compared to some of the other guys in Bellator. We know what you bring to the table. So how do you personally make sure you stay motivated and you take this guy seriously when other people might want to talk to you about other fighters in the division?
Man, it's like you look at the guy's record and you can tell, you know, you got to take this guy serious, you know. You know, I'm the champion, you know what I mean? I fight anybody they give me, and I know, you know, Amosov is a dangerous guy, you know, he's a dangerous opponent, you know, he's been beating everybody, they feed him, and his game, you know, he's ready for this, you know, even if even though a lot of people don't know about him, I do, you know, I've watched his fight, you know, I watched his come up here in Bellator. And I know how serious of an opponent he is, you know, coming off of a great camp, you know, of American Top Team, you know, the same team that I represent, you know, he's training with killers, you know, he's getting better, he's improving every time. So you gotta give respect, you know, to guys like that, you know, his game, you know, he's not just, you know, giving his title shot for nothing, you know, he's earned it, and can't wait, you know, to lock horns with him Friday night.
Rodrigo?
Oi, Douglas. Tudo bem, Douglas?
E aí, cara, tranquilo?
Tudo bem. Douglas, duas perguntinhas também, seguindo aqui o protocolo. Você como campeão, vai enfrentar agora o Amosov, que é um lutador que está invicto. Você mesmo já falou um pouco sobre ele, inclusive elogiou. Queria saber de você, como que é para você lidar com essa ameaça? Você que é um lutador que já enfrentou todos os tipos de adversário durante sua carreira, como é que é com esse em específico?
Mas para mim é a mesma coisa, né? Tipo, um cara, mais um cara duro que eu vou lutar, né? Um cara que nunca perdeu, ele tá vindo um monte de vitória, né? Nunca perdeu. Então é um cara perigoso, né? Um cara que treina num time que é muito forte, né? American Top Team, que é o mesmo time que eu represento. Eu sei que é um cara duro, então eu tenho que estar motivado. Eu acho que não existe desculpa para um lutador não ter motivação, entendeu? Para mim isso é muito importante, porque, pô, sem motivação, o que você está fazendo aqui então, né? Vai arrumar outro trabalho. Então, motivação eu sempre vou ter. Se eu não tiver mais essa motivação, eu me aposento. Então, eu sei que o cara é um cara perigoso, é um cara duro. Então, eu dei meu melhor nos treinos, fiz tudo que eu pude fazer. Poxa, não vejo a hora de lutar sexta-feira, né? Tem que estar pronto.
And Rodrigo, would you mind asking that question in English for us?
What? Sorry?
Would you mind also asking that question in English for us?
Okay, I can translate. Douglas, I need you to talk about your review, your next fight with Michael Page. I really want you to I want you to talk about your possible next fight with Michael Page, please.
English or Portuguese? In English. Is that Brazilian media or it's not Brazilian? Say it in English. Okay. Okay, I'm not sure if he's the next in line, you know, for the title shot. I haven't heard anything. I never got offered that fight. But I'm not even thinking about that now. If it's him, it's him. If it's not, you know, because he's still got work to do, you know. He's got to fight the guys that'll get him to the title. But I'm not worried about him, and I'm not thinking about the next guy, because right now I got a big challenge ahead of me. I got to take care of business here first, and then I sit down with Coker, my manager, and we decide who's the next guy. But as of right now, I'm not sure if it's going to be him.
Mills?
How's it going, Douglas? This is MMA Locker Room here, part of Pub Sports Radio. I got two questions for you. All right, so I noticed nowadays they got a little fight bonus in another organization. Does Bellator have anything like that going on? Because you have a lot of fights that you finish that doesn't go to the decision.
Yeah, I wish. I'm going to have to talk to the boss about that. But yeah, Bellator, we don't have bonuses. That's something that we got to discuss with the boss. You know, at least a knockout or submission bonus would be really nice. You know, but so far we don't have it yet. But that's a great question, and I'm going to sit down with him next time I see him.
Steve?
Hi, Douglas. Steve at MMA Lowdown. So you fought and beaten many greats of the sport. And while Amosov may be less known than your previous opponents, he does bring a greater threat to you based on his record and with you being his biggest threat. So I'm just curious to know, during your preparation, have you been able to identify any holes in Amosov's game that can be capitalized on by someone with your abilities?
I mean, we just study everything that he's good at. You know, I got a great team behind me. You know, my coach is very, very good about stuff like that, studying the opponent, you know. So we just prepare for the best of him, you know, prepare for the best Amosov ever, you know, for the best grappler, for the best wrestler, best striker. So it's not really too much about what he does. It's just how I'm going to react to it, how I'm going to, you know, stop whatever he's good at, you know. As far as weakness, you know, we'll find it, you know, we'll find it in the fight. You know, it's not something that we can discuss, you know, before the fight, but I feel confident and I feel ready. You know, it's like you said, he's not known to many people, you know what I mean? But his game, you know, he's here for a reason. And, you know what I mean? He definitely deserves the shot, but it's my time. It's my time. I feel confident. You know, whatever he brings to the table, we'll be sure to stop it and come out, you know, with another victory.
Mike? Mike, go ahead.
Douglas, I'm just curious. You just paid a lot of respect to your opponent. Obviously, you've been in many high-profile fights. A lot of people putting focus on that undefeated record of his. What gets you up for this fight? Is it adding to your legacy? Is it showing just your true greatness? What is it for you?
Oh, man, it's like I'm the champion. I got to defend the belt, you know. I always give my opponents, you know, the respect, you know, because just stepping there, you know, with a champion, you know, stepping there in the cage, you deserve respect, you know. I'm one of those guys. But, you know, his game, man, he's undefeated. You know, he's a hungry guy that's after what I have, you know, which is the belt. You know, he wants to be the champion. So I gotta be on top of my game, you know what I mean? I can't, you know, take no shortcuts. You know, I train really hard for this fight. You know, I'm super ready. Been a hard camp, you know what I mean? I got to go back to 170, you know, cutting the weight. So I had to make sure I was on top of my game, you know what I mean? And work really hard for this. You know, definitely want to give my best performance, you know, Friday night, come back, you know, and come back with a victory. So pumped about it, and I'll be ready.
Ed?
Hey, Douglas, Ed Carbajal with MMAnews.com. I'm just curious. I mean, you just had to field a couple of questions. I mean, you just talked about your opponent on Friday, very game, undefeated, very tough fighter. Yet you keep having to field questions about Michael Page. And I mean, even I saw you had mentioned even Logan Paul on something else, another interview you did. I'm just wondering, does that distract at all from the fight in front of you mentally, or if anything, does it frustrate you when you, when you're not being, when the fight in front of you right now is not being addressed?
No, for sure. I mean, you know, Paige is, you know, he's good in the media, you know, people like him. He's he's a media guy. So of course people are going to ask, you know, cause that's the fight that he asked for every time. But no, my focus right now is on Amosov. You know what I mean? I don't know who the next will be. can't put stuff ahead of other stuff. You know, I got to take care of business here first, and then we talk about the next opponent. You know, I'm not sure who it is. You know, if it's him, fine. You know, if it's not, fine. You know, I got to defend my belt. You know, I got to stay busy. You know, I want to do 2 more fights this year after this. You know, God willing, everything goes good, no injuries. You know, I want to get right back to it. But, no, I focus on what's ahead of me. You know what I mean? Him, it's not even on my mind right now. You know, it's a guy that I finished in 2 rounds. You know, I'm not worried about anything. I'm just focused. You know, I focus my training completely on Amosov, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to beat this fight and then move on to the next.
Michael.
Hey, Douglas, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Everything good here, sir. Thank you very much for your time. You are facing one of your biggest challenges so far, 25-0. How do you prepare for someone like Yaroslav?
Mm-hmm. He's, you know, I have 40 professional fights now. You know, I fought great wrestlers, fought great strikers, great jiu-jitsu guys. So I've been familiar with every fighters, you know, over there. And he's just another tough guy, you know what I mean? Nothing new to me. You know, he's good. He's good everywhere. He's a good wrestler, good striker. He's good on the ground. So, you know, just prepare like I do for every fight. You know, of course, every fighter has their strong points. You know, and I got ready, man. I got ready. I took care of my training camp. You know, I focused. You know, I mean, I trained really hard for this, and I feel amazing. I feel good. You know, I feel ready to deliver another spectacular finish, you know, comes Friday night.
All right, we'll take a couple more here. Santiago.
Hi, Douglas. Greetings from Amsterdam, and thank you for the time. Is your brother already prepping your food for after the weighing? And just in general, how important is it for you to have Diego there with you on fight? I mean, he is always in your corner.
Yes, sir. He's always here with me. Yeah, he's a great cook, and a really good cook. And I can't wait. I can't wait for tomorrow morning. You know, when I'm in the scale, he's over there, you know, cooking for me, cooking that good food. And he just got here today. You know, he's got his fight coming up next week. You know, we did this training camp together, you know, helping each other. It's a great bond that we have, you know, in the gym. You know, he's my best training partner that I have. And it's important. It's very important to have family always around you, you know what I mean? We're close, like I said, and it feels good. And I'm going to get this victory. And Tuesday I fly with him to go to his fight. You know, he'll get his victory there too. So it's a great month for both of us. You know, we're busy, we're working, and can't wait, you know, can't wait to see what happens.
Siraj?
Thank you. Nice to talk to you, Douglas. I did want to talk to you, but we just spoke to Paul Daly, and he did mention that he already feels like the welterweight champion, and we're coming up to the 5-year anniversary of your first fight together. So I'm not the kind of guy to, you know, push that narrative looking past your current opponent, but such a legendary duo in Bellator folklore. I just want to know your thoughts on that comment. And, you know, do you see yourself maybe fighting him again in the future?
I haven't thought about it, but you know Daly, man. Daly's always game. You know, he's always dangerous. But his last few fights, you know, he's been at 175. He said it before too that he doesn't know if he can make 170 again. It's possible. It's possible for sure. You know, I'm always here. You know, I'm like I said, I'm the champion. I can't run from anybody. You know, we already had this great fight 5 years ago. Wow, it's a long time already. Thought it was sooner than that, but if it happens, it happens. You know, of course, he's got my respect, his game, and no idea. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, I'm just fighting the next guy. I'm fighting who they put in front of me, and I'll be ready for anybody that steps in there with me.
Last one, Andrew.
Hey, Douglas, good afternoon, man. You obviously just are coming off that loss to Gegard Mousasi. Did this teach you anything for this upcoming fight? And did you guys change anything up at camp at all?
Not in camp, but I think on that fight, man, it was just myself. You know, I just felt like I was just too comfortable being the champion already at 170. You know, I thought moving up wouldn't do anything. You know, if I lost the fight, I'm still the champion at 170. So the main thing, you know, that I take away was just the hunger. You know, I didn't have that hunger going into that fight. You know, and I really needed that, especially against an opponent like Mousasi. You know, I let everybody down. I let myself down. And I was disappointed in myself, you know, for not throwing, you know, the performance that I should have. You know, even though his game, you know, he can't take anything away from Musasi. You know, he's a killer in there. You know, I respect the guy so much, you know, but I definitely felt like I could have won that fight, you know. I woke up a little too late, you know, third round and on. It was just too late. You know, I pushed the gas too late. You know what I mean? So it was a mistake that, you know, it's my own fault. You know, it's not nobody's fault but myself. And I definitely learned from it. You know, I'm hungry again, you know, for this fight, you know, back to 170, you know, training was super hard. The camp was super hard. So, yeah, I think just being hungry, you know, that's what I missed, you know, on that fight.
All right. Thanks for the time, Douglas. Go get him on Friday.
Thanks, guys.